back here on Giants.com, and it's time for a little blast from the past. We're going back to the future, and it's time for the center exchange with Sean O'Hara. Sean, you came back today. You retired as a Giant. What does this day mean to you?
Well, today was a special day for me to just kind of reminisce a little bit about my days as a Giant. And, you know, I was kind of dreading this day just because, you know, as a player, you don't ever want to say that you're done. You know, you want to play this game forever. But it was something that I needed to do. I needed closure, and I needed to thank all the people that meant so much to me throughout my career and that helped me get to where I am today. So, you know, it was a very special moment for me, and I didn't cry. So that's a victory in my mind.
Now, this is why I brought you in here. This is your native environment. I imagine this is really what you really miss the most, right?
Yeah, what I miss the most is seeing Chris Snee in the shower. I miss this atmosphere. You don't get this anywhere else in the workforce and in life. And, you know, this is where the bonds are made amongst men, amongst teammates, amongst friends, hanging out in the locker room, teasing each other, making fun of each other, helping each other, encouraging each other. But this is, you know, this is where you come in before and after practice. You know, you're running out the door trying to make sure you have all the equipment and you're taped. And then this is also where you come in after you've sweated and put your heart out on the field, and you come back in here exhausted, and you know, you look the other guy in the eye, and you know that he gave it his all and you gave it your all and you did it for each other.
And if you were to look back, greatest, most unforgettable moment as a member of the Giants?
Well, I mean, it would have to be winning Super Bowl 42. And that special night in Glendale, Arizona, when nobody thought we had a chance, going up against the 18-0 undefeated New England Patriots. That was definitely the make sure no one's sneaking up behind.
Yeah, you're good.
That was definitely the biggest moment. You know, and as a team, that's the biggest accomplishment that you can have.
Now you moved on. You're at the NFL Network. This is what we do at Giants.com. We turn people into stars. First was Antonio Pierce. Now we have Sean O'Hara here.
It all started with you and me, pal.
How is it on the other side now, watching games and, you know, analyzing, criticizing, commenting?
Well, it's definitely different. It's different and it's the same because I've always been a fan of football. And I've been watching football since I was a kid. And you know, on Saturday it was college football, and Sunday it was race home from church to watch professional wrestling and then watch football. And you know, now, you know, I enjoy watching football. I just love being around it. I love the game. So it's a little different for me from the standpoint that I'm not watching film in preparation to play against the team I'm watching, because that's how I'm so used to breaking down film and watching the guys and seeing, okay, how do I block this guy, and how am I going to get to that linebacker? And, you know, thinking about it from a strategic standpoint, now, you know, I have to watch everything. I can't just watch the linemen and linebackers. I have to watch the safeties, and I have to watch the quarterbacks, and, you know, you have to really see the whole field. So it's different from that standpoint, but it's a lot of fun, and I'm really enjoying it, and I'm not sore afterwards, so that's a bonus.
All right, finally, I want you to put your analyst hat on here. Break down Wednesday night's game for us between the Giants and the Cowboys to kick off NFL 2012.
Well, it's going to be an exciting kickoff, and, you know, I can remember back to our season opener in 2008 against the Washington Redskins. It wasn't a pretty game, but it was exciting, and the energy with the crowd, the fans, it was unbelievable. I think this game, you know, I see it being a low-scoring game. I think, you know, when you think about the limited reps that go on in training camp now with only one a day, you know, it takes offenses a little bit of time to kind of get that cohesion and get that rhythm going. So I think that it's going to be a physical game, though. The Giants, the Cowboys always is. So, you know, I expect to see the Giants come out and really try to establish the physical dominance in the trenches. And I'm looking forward to watching the Giants offensive line against the Cowboys defensive line, because that's really where this game is going to be won. And then for the Cowboys, you know, can they contain JPP, OCU Manure, and Justin Tuck? Because Tony Romo is their biggest asset, their biggest weapon. And, you know, for him to not have Jason Witten out on the field, you know, that's his safety blanket. That's the guy, his go-to guy. So I think he's going to be back in the pocket looking for these guys to get open, waiting for them to get open. And the challenge for them is going to be, can they keep him upright?
Sean, you're a true professional. Good friend. It's been a lot of fun all these years. Appreciate it. And we'll see you around. And you're always going to be a New York Giant, right?
All right. Thank you. Always.
That's Sean O'Hara for the final edition of the Center Exchange right here on Giants.com. Thanks for joining us. Thank you to Sean for all his years of great work for the team and, of course, for the broadcast department. We'll see you next time.